This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado is one step closer to getting passenger rail on the Front Range. That's after RTD and state boards approved the design funds and decided to use existing money for the project. CPR's Bente Berkland has more.
The state and RTD are moving forward with plans for a train from Denver to Fort Collins via Boulder. The target start is 2029. Jack Wheeler Barajas heads the Colorado Rail Passenger Association and says the RTD vote to help fund the design was a milestone.
The vote was 14-1 to advance the engineering funding and also approve the term sheet with Burlington Northern Santa Fe, the host railroad that owns the track between Denver and Fort Collins. And that established the expectations of future funds that will be required from RTD.
It's meant to be the first phase of the larger Front Range passenger rail line from Pueblo to Fort Collins. Voters in impacted communities would need to approve a sales tax to fund the full thing, which is likely to be on the November ballot. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says he's hitting his 2026 goals. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Affordability, ending street homelessness, reducing gun deaths, making the city kid-friendly. The mayor is using his new vibrant Denver dashboard to demonstrate what is and isn't working. So far, he says he's on track. Downtown office space is being leased. Developers are securing permits for thousands of new units, and gun homicides are down. One caveat, the data runs through the end of March. In April, shootings spiked, likely putting him off track in reducing gun homicides. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And in Denver today, partly sunny skies, highs in the 60s. For Vail, the 40s with possible snow in the afternoon. Grand Junction, the 70s and sunny. This is CPR News.